Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Mason Van Howling joins us. He's the CEO of University Medical Center in Las Vegas. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Before the masks, before the distancing, before the world changed, UMC was ready. Our response to COVID-19 began before the crisis did, with our own team of infectious disease experts who've spent their careers planning for this moment. With a pandemic response plan we'd practiced again and again, and by blazing new trails in large-scale testing, including every patient we admit. Always ready. UMC.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Mason Van Howling. He is the CEO of University Medical Center, largest hospital in Las Vegas. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam, and it's always good to be with your viewers as well.
Thank you. This was surprising. You know, a lot of people ask me about preparing for the program, and I tell so many of them that the 5 minutes that we have before we start taping the show, I learned so much that it always gives me a different introduction to the program. And the introduction today, as we're taping this on Monday, August 16th, is the fact that you actually served in Afghanistan. Your thoughts on what happened over the weekend?
Yeah, it's very disheartening to see what's happened when I was there, much younger, but in Afghanistan, in Bagram Air Base, which was just recently taken over by the Taliban so quickly. What took 20 years is gone in a week. And unfortunately, being in the medical field, I saw the aftermath and some of the devastation that war brings both on both sides. So I just pray for the people there. There were many, many Afghanis that took care of us, protected us, did good mission work. And so I'm hoping that we can take care of them as well. But just very frightened on what's happening and how quickly it is happening there in that country and how it's destabilizing at a rapid pace that it may not be able to be controlled or rein back in. So yeah, after 20 years and seeing it go so quickly, it was a rough weekend for me and some of my Air Force buddies that were talking over the weekend.
Let's change topics to obviously another serious situation, which is the resurgence of COVID in our state and in Las Vegas in particular. What are you seeing, and how do you compare it to what we saw a year ago?
Yeah, and I think you and I, Sam, had talked numerous times on kind of the evolution of this virus in the state of Nevada. And what we're seeing now is kind of this 3.5, 3.0 wave of transition of the virus. The variant is very widespread. It moves very quickly. It is what we're seeing, though, is we have an answer. We have tools and the vaccines here. And we've seen those that have been vaccinated have been able to stay out of the hospital for the most part. There are rare cases that individuals do end up in the hospital with very severe underlying conditions and comorbidities. So One of the things that we're seeing is 97% of the individuals that are in our hospitals today. And right now, as we sit here, one in four patients, at least in Clark County, are COVID positive patients. So 97% of those are unvaccinated. But we have seen a demographics and dynamics change a little bit on who we're seeing. Previously, when we talked in the past, it was our 70 plus year olds with underlying conditions. That age has really dropped about a generation to the 50s. And the length of stay is about 7 days. The death rate has come down, ventilator use has come down, but that's because we've gotten better on treating patients a little bit more advanced than we did a year ago. But right. It's very real, it's moving very quickly. And one of the concerns that we have in Clark County and also in the state is with the Delta variant, how it moves quickly. And now that schools are open, we're anticipating a little bit more of a spike in our kids and our pediatrics than we did previously because schools were closed. So we're watching that very closely, but it is concerning, it's alarming, but the hospitals are full. When you look at the state's licensed beds, and even in Clark County, we have 4,660 licensed beds in Clark County. Right now, we're staffed up to 5,200 beds. So we're actually beyond our licensed capacity, but we're seeing a lot of other things. Acuity is high. I think people are waiting and delaying care. Maybe they don't have access to health care.
Okay, so let's just back up a second to deal with that. When you say acuity, what you're talking about, I understand, is the people that put off having surgeries, elective surgeries and other things, or were just concerned about coming to the hospital. They had symptoms but didn't come in, and now they're coming in, but in probably much worse shape than they would have been if they'd have come in at the time that they knew they were sick.
That's exactly right. You nailed it. Is people are delaying care for a variety of reasons. Maybe it is because they're unemployed or no access or hesitant or just not managing their chronic disease. And so acuity is very high. So they're ending up in the hospital where they, if they would have had a little bit more preventative care or more routine care. So we're seeing that more than we did in years past. We're also seeing accidents and unfortunately violence and other things that are taking in the hospital. So you couple all that together, we're operating well over our licensed beds and our staff beds. Now, we're treating patients in unconventional areas, some of our surgery areas, outpatient areas, observation areas. We're turning in old areas to treat patients and we're being very creative, but it also becomes a challenge because our nurses and the staff are hard to come by. And quite frankly, Sam, everybody's had 12, 13, 15 months, and quite frankly, they're quite burned out.
All right, so what is the solution? Because obviously this problem is occurring in the same manner over most of the country.
It is, and one of the things that as the chair of the Nevada Hospital Association, we're continuing to promote the vaccine. That is our most effective tool to keep individuals safe and minimize the effects of COVID and out of the hospital. So that's really our message to the community is continue to talk to your physician, talk to your pharmacist, talk to your family, talk to your friends, and make a decision on getting the vaccine. Certainly it's still up to choice and we believe in choice, but we're certainly seeing the effects of keeping people out of the hospital that have been vaccinated. Again, a vast majority of those in the hospital are unvaccinated. It's just the reality.
I talked to my family doctor a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him about this. I said, what are you saying to people? And he said, well, a lot of people are saying to me that they're concerned about potential long-term effects of the vaccine. And his response to them was, well, one of the long-term effects to not getting the vaccine is death. And he wasn't saying it as a joke or doing any more than you were just doing, which is saying, look, people have an option, but that really is an option between get the vaccine or potentially, yes, there could be long-term ramifications, but one of those long-term ramifications is you could die from this.
Absolutely. And personally, I believe it's a choice. Our hospital association believe it's a choice, but you have to make a decision. And we are seeing individuals that are very healthy in their 30s coming down with hospitalizations on ventilators. So it's absolutely a choice, and I believe in choice, and our association believes in choice as well. But certainly educate yourself, do the research. I believe once fully FDA approved, the hesitancy and the reluctancy will change in many, and we'll see a big swing.
Whose ability is it to get the FDA to come to that decision, to take it off the emergency basis? Because there seems to be more and more discussion, which is astonishing to me, because who knew people were checking the FDA to see whether something was approved on an emergency basis or otherwise. But it would seem like the president would have the ability to say to the FDA, we need a decision by Tuesday. You know, you've already had enough time, there's enough millions of people, and you're not taking a chance, there's not going to be repercussions, whatever it might be, to get us over that hump. Or am I being inappropriate by saying the FDA should be pushed into some kind of answer?
You know, I think what normally happens in the course of a vaccine, Sam, is it's years in development, and we're not under such pressure of a pandemic that we're seeing. So things are moving very quickly, but the science and the research hasn't changed with this vaccine. I've been in healthcare for a long time. This is the most effective vaccine I have ever seen come out. The science behind it is amazing, but typically you have years to research what happens with breast milk and pediatrics. And so that's why you saw the adult population and immune compromise being tested first on the effectiveness. So it's working its way backwards, but in an expedition manner, but not missing any of the steps that the FDA, that we would expect the FDA to approve. And I want to remind everybody that we've got three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. There are many others behind that, many big companies that you and I know of that will be coming out with a vaccine very shortly as well. So I think once FDA approved, you'll see our numbers jump up quite a bit and people accept it in a little bit more than we've seen in the past.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more with Mason Van Howling of UMC after this timeout.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, Season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the CEO of University Medical Center in Las Vegas, Mason Van Howling. One thing that's been an interesting development over the last few weeks has been that businesses essentially have been given the green light to be able to tell employees, you got to get vaccinated or, you know, there's going to be repercussions here. Are you comfortable with that?
You know, there's a lot of discussion and conversation. In fact, before coming on air, I was talking to some of our resort association partners. And again, going back to the earlier conversation, you know, I'm a believer in choice, what you do with your body. I think once FDA approves, Sam, I think you're going to see a big movement in that field. Our own industry, healthcare, whether it's hospitality, other government businesses. But right now, I think I'm really comfortable on what we're doing, whether provide a vaccine or provide regular testing and showing a negative test. Again, I think some of it does get a little too political on some of the decisions being made, but I think once FDA approved, you're going to see probably the entire country moving that direction.
I, Are you surprised at the number of people that are within your hospital system that have not been vaccinated?
You know, I think we go down and try to find out the reasons why, and we try to educate, and we'll do forums or department meetings. At our bedside, our vaccination rates are well over 90% with our nurses, our doctors, our technicians. Where we're seeing is more of our environmental services, dietary, behind the scenes individuals, IT. But we're working with those departments through all of our hospitals in Nevada to have those conversations, dialogue, given the information. And we've been very successful on moving the needle on once you have that personal conversation. So I really feel, even with my friends out there and people ask my advice, it's literally one person at a time that you're having that conversation. But, you know, UMC, we're at about 75% of our entire staff vaccinated, but many of those are behind the scenes, not direct patient care, and we can continue to work with them on educating them.
It seems like if people are being forced to pay for their testing, if they choose not to get vaccinated, that will be really a very good incentive to get people to make that decision.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing with a lot of the employers that, hey, this is on your own dime, or you could file your insurance and they may or may not reimburse you because it is really a screening tool at that point. But that definitely has helped motivate some of the resort properties. You know, I know the Wynn is well over 80%, probably 85%.
They've really been a leader in this.
They have. And Matt Maddox and his team has been really phenomenal through the entire COVID response for our state, but they've been a leader and they found that being very effective. Again, I think once FDA approved, you'll see many employers mandate that.
The opening of Allegiant Stadium, 65,000 people in a stadium, concerns?
Yeah, you get concerned on some of these larger events. Clark County, we had the Garth Brooks concert. We had the U.S. versus Mexico soccer match. Recently, the football stadium. Obviously, trying to enforce all the precautions that we know that we should be doing, masking up, hand washing, social distancing where possible. But we do see spikes after those type of events. You know, coming off of July 4th and the last week of July, hospital numbers tend to lag about 3 weeks, but we can clearly see when events happen or certain significant dates happen that our numbers spike up. But we try to prepare for those as much as possible.
And what are your conversations with people in the convention business, you know, in addition to the resorts, about this? The governor disbanded his task force, of which you were a member. But what are the conversations going on? Because obviously this is also the lifeblood of Nevada.
Yeah, I think, you know, the industry, when I speak to other executives in other parts of our businesses here in Nevada, certainly no one wants to mandate a vaccine or mandate a vaccine passport or those type of things. I think it's just still too early to make those type of decisions. With this variant, we'll continue to see how it rides out over the next few weeks, and especially with schools. But, you know, I think when I talk to most of the industry executives and those that are in the know and the decision making, you know, going to a passport vaccine or some type of mandate for conventions, we're just not quite there yet. And, or traveling from state to state, I think it's a little bit too premature and maybe too excessive.
Yeah, but if you go to a place outside of the United States and you want to come back in, even if you've been fully vaccinated, you're still going to have a COVID test to be able to get back to the United States. So it's kind of an interesting dichotomy there.
I agree.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more after this timeout.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your furnace breaks down today? We fix it today. Why freeze for days while your furnace is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get warm again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 and we'll fix it today. That's 323-5585 or online at nevadaheating.com.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful. As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mason Van Howling. He's the CEO of University Medical Center. Booster shots. This has come up in the last couple of weeks. Right now, it seems the criteria is for people who are older and have other things wrong with them, heart disease or whatever. What are your thoughts on this, and what, if any, preparations is the hospital making for potential booster shots?
We've been watching this very closely for the last month. We anticipated it coming for those that are immune compromised. And so we're gearing up for that in all of our health departments, physician offices, in hospitals as well that offer vaccines and for employees. So I think that's going to move very quickly with that group, much like we saw the initial rollout for first responders. But then we quickly got to those that were of elderly and then immune compromised and chronic disease. So I suspect that, and we've got plenty of supply. So I don't think that's going to be an issue of rolling out booster shots. And then for the rest of the public, that's going to be soon after. But you know, as we talked about earlier on, the choice having the long-term effects of long COVID, you know, the loss of smell, taste, respiratory, heart, all those other things that can have the effects of COVID, booster shots make a lot of sense.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I go and get a flu shot every year. I know that not every year does the flu shot work, because they're making a prediction a year in advance of what that's going to be. But as far as a booster shot goes for COVID, if they say that my group needs to have it, I'm in. I mean, you know, I got both of the shots. My wife did. Neither of us had any ill effects. And now we're free to do whatever we want to do. Are you finding that there is a pushback within your community of people who have gotten the vaccine who are feeling somewhat resentful that they are being cut back on certain freedoms because other people are not getting vaccinated?
You know, you certainly see that. You see that throughout our communities on, you've been penalized, I've tried to do the right thing, but you know, we're certainly all in this together. And as you mentioned, what's going on in Afghanistan and others, I think this is the one thing that should bring us all together, is trying to fight this virus and minimize it and get back to normal. But yeah, a sore arm and or slight fever after a booster shot or a vaccine is far less intrusive than coming down with COVID-19, which could take weeks and a loss of work and much other things that could affect your health long term. So, we're again, our industry is Nevada Hospital Association is very strong promoters of the vaccine.
What about cost? Obviously, by not being able to do elective surgeries, for example, the hospital system lost a fortune over the last year and a half. Where are you now? Are you able to regain some of this funding? Or is the government supplying emergency funding? Where are you as far as costs go?
Sure. At UMC, obviously, we were doing well, Sam, and you know we've been able to turn the hospital around for the last 5 years and reinvest back in our community and our facility. When COVID hit, that kind of went off the ledge there, and we lost 40-50% of our volume. Unemployment was the second highest in the country, second to Hawaii. Still remains very high. Medicaid enrollment went up significantly, and you know the challenges with Medicaid here in our state. But the hospital, we've been able to certainly access those fundings both on the federal, state, and local level, and they've all been very good to hospitals. But it hasn't really scratched the surface on some of the losses that we've seen in healthcare. But we're unlike any other business, whether you're an ice cream store, an auto shop, or a mom and pop shop. We feel just as much as those industries as well and support them. So, but we've kind of turned the corner. We're breaking even again. But we do have to make decisions every day. Do we perform elective surgeries, or somebody we need to delay somebody's medically necessary procedures at the expense of that patient that's in the emergency department that needs a bed because they have COVID or they need a ventilator? That's the reality we're in.
Tough choices. I really appreciate you coming up here to do this program as always, and continued, hopefully, good news coming out of the hospital world and as more people get vaccinated. Thank you, Mason.
Thank you, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they will.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.